Why Are We Doing This? By Joy McLean. Hear the Word of God. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46, verse 10.
There will be those days when you ask yourself, why are we doing this? It's a question that goes beyond living out James 1:27, and a question that goes beyond the desire to fill your arms with a child, even when your womb can't be filled with one. It's a question that doubt casts on your motives and questions whether or not you heard God's voice correctly. You may not share that question with anyone else, afraid that they will judge your wavering heart. You may feel ashamed that you have those feelings at all, especially when we are talking about precious children. You may not feel you can share that thought with even one person, but deep down you wonder if this is really the path you are supposed to take. God knows your struggle, and the good news is He isn't judging or condemning you for those thoughts. He was the engineer who designed you. He knows you have a tendency to race off to busy yourself so that you don't have to be alone with these thoughts. He knows the noisy world distracts you from hearing His voice. That is why He reminds you to be still. Psalm 46:10 is an imperative statement, a command. Be still, my child. It's as if God is saying, sit with me for a while I refresh you. Sit with me as I wash you with my peace. Be still before me, so that I can gently whisper the depth of my love to you. Be still. Be free to trust that I am guiding you on a good path. Nothing will happen unless it is first sifted through my love for you. Be still, my child, for I am your God. How grateful we should be that God does not judge or condemn us when we question. How comforting to know that His desire is to cradle us when we are unsure. His desire is to reveal to us who He is, and we cannot do that on our own. It is impossible for man to understand God. Only when the Spirit of God reveals Himself can we better know Him. Why wouldn't I want to be still as often as I can, knowing and waiting as He reveals Himself to me? There may still be those days when you question why you're adopting. You may even ask that question long after your child has been home. Adoption isn't easy. We live in a fallen world full of sorrow, pain, immense loss, and grief. The precious life that we have brought into our family has known a soul-splitting loss, the severing from the one who gave them life. God will not condemn you in your struggles and your doubt. He will give you the strength you need to carry on. He will comfort your heart and steady your mind as horrid doubts flood your thoughts. He will grant you wisdom as you proceed. By His grace, He will lead you and sustain you. Be still, precious one. Be still and know His peace.